Start your day.
The Big Show.
3BA.
FM 102.3.
Let's shoot the breeze with the freshly married Alexandra Center. Good morning, and coming to us live from New York City, New York. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very, very well. Congratulations again on your marriage. And where's are you on honeymoon at the moment? Just taking in winter in New York? What's going on?
Just chilling in Connecticut.
Connecticut?
Yeah, we had a house on the lake, which is beautiful, and it's been snowing.
Ah, so you're not actually in New York.
I'm going back to New York on Sunday, but I'm in Connecticut at the moment.
And you're in for a white Christmas, aren't you?
Yes, I mean, it's snowing here where I am right now, which is beautiful.
Oh,
and
nice.
I've been hoping that bears will come and visit. Mark, my husband, says, no, we don't want the bears to visit, but I'm really open to it.
Stay away from the bears, please, Alex. Stay away from the bears, okay? Hey, let's get into shooting the breeze for this Tuesday the 14th. Pocketing is the latest dating trend to be aware of. What is pocketing?
So pocketing is a term where there is one person who's in the relationship who doesn't acknowledge or do anything about their partner on social media. So, for example, it might happen at the beginning of a relationship, so when you're just seeing someone for the first time, or perhaps you're seeing someone and they're seeing multiple people, they're likely to pocket you. And over time, it becomes an issue, because if you're in a relationship and, you know, you're writing, you know, about your partner, or you're posting photos of the two of you and they're not at all, it usually means that you're being pocketed.
So is this something that's going on with you and Mark at the moment? Or?
No, Mark and I are not being pocketed. But I was talking to him about it, and he said that in past relationships, and this is the same for me, we've both been pocketed. And it's usually a sign that the person isn't 100% in the relationship with you, or they've got a reason to keep you away from their world.
Right.
So maybe they don't want their friends to know they're in a relationship, or they don't want, you know, their family, whatever the reason is, it's usually, you know, not a great sign if it's a long-term relationship or a serious relationship. At the beginning, it's totally normal.
Yeah. I had a different thing in my mind where pocketing is concerned. Hey, is your new husband Mark in earshot?
No, he's in the other room.
Oh, is he? I was just going to get him on and say congratulations.
Thank you. No, he's next time.
You sure? Okay. All right. Yeah. I'll just let him ease into it. Hey, over in Japan, senior citizens are avoiding aging by getting into gaming. Really?
So this is really cool. So we know the research around gaming. We know why people use gaming as a way of, you know, trying to keep their minds active. For a lot of people, they use gaming as a way of keeping their different elements sharp. So, for example, we do know that people who are really good at gaming have a future, and possibly using drones for companies. Like, there's lots of real life application around being good gamers. But also part of it is around, you know, the brain, how your brain responds to gaming. So this is now a movement in Japan where people around the age of 68 are actually getting involved in competitive gaming. So there is a group of people, a 14-person team, and they're competing professionally. They're all around the age of 68, some are 70, and they're all really going hard for this gaming tournament. So they're playing computer games. Their grandchildren are excited about it. They're finding more and more that it's a great way to keep their brains sharp and active, and it's also a great social experience for them, because there's a huge difference between, you know, playing games with people your own age and being at home and playing games on your own.
I've got a memo for all those senior citizens in Japan. Doesn't matter what you do, you're still aging. That never stops. But
no, it doesn't stop, but you can feel less like you're aging.
Yeah, I know. Both sets of my grandparents are now long gone, sadly. But let me tell you, if my grandparents were around today and could see what was going on where technology was concerned, they'd probably have little heart attacks and be off anyway.
True. My dad's 72 and he plays computer games.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Yeah,
maybe I should get into that with my kids and my grandkids as well.
Fun.
Let's move on and wrap up this morning with why there are rising court cases happening over, of all things, Christmas. What's going on here, Alex?
Yeah, so we're seeing litigation issues between neighbours, for example. There is a case in Idaho where People are very upset about the amount of lights that are needed to cover certain homes. So some people are filing a complaint saying that the lights are too bright. Other people are saying that, for example, the lights are political, so they're polarizing.
Really?
During Christmas, yeah. We're also seeing, for example, the Hallmark Channel actually being sued at the moment for insufficiently diverse cast of characters.
Come on
for
now.
Their latest Christmas movies.
Come on
and
now.
The leadership team have promised to do better next year. and then we're also seeing a shortage of Christmas trees in different countries around the world, actually, due to issues around supply chains and also a cycle of overplanting and underplanting. So it's becoming an issue. So, for example, the Detroit News in America is actually looking at whether or not artificial trees should be the preference if, for example, there is such a supply chain issue.
Can only happen in the US, and I bet you can't wait to get out.
I love America, but it is very litigious.
Yes. Hey, here's an idea for you. If you want to attract the bears, put up some Christmas lighting, Alex.
Yeah, come and give me a bear hug, bears. Yeah.
Alexandra Center, CEO of thebigsmoke.com.au. Have fun over there with your white Christmas, and we'll shoot the breeze for the final time in 2021 next Tuesday, okay?
Thank you so much. The printer and-